Joining me, head coach Casey Krager. And coach, got off to an interesting start in this one. Your team out of the gate flew out to an 11-3 lead. You saw some really good fight out of the Cougars, only led by two at the halftime break. And then a whole different team came out to play in that third quarter and second half and got the job done. Walk us through this one, a bit of everything tonight in this playoff game.
Yeah, it was a little bit. They threw a 1-2-2 defense at us, and I told the girls that they might do that because traditionally they play that way. But it gave us fits in the first half, and we didn't see our shots go in like they usually do. And I don't know if we tensed up maybe a little bit, but I thought even more so defensively we weren't very good in the first half. We were flying by the basketball. We were letting them get to the rim when we knew that they didn't like to shoot the three-pointer, and then we were putting them on the foul line too. So not a good recipe when you're putting a team on the foul line and getting out-rebounded, hence why we only had a two-point lead in the first half.
It was, I'm sure, a discussion that you're getting a lot of gray hairs for during this postseason run as any year, but walk us through the halftime discussion. It's a two-point game. You're on the right side of it. Despite everything you've said there, I mean, there's got to be some encouragement with the fact you're leading at the half.
For sure, and that's exactly what I told the girls. I said, you got to realize you're still winning this game, and we haven't played our best game yet. So I said, let's put that behind us. Let's go out and play a better second half. And we adjusted a few things. We tried to keep the ball in front of us. We sagged off and gave them a little more space, and I think that helped us. And then late in the fourth quarter, we actually went to a 2-3 zone to eliminate their dribble penetration that they were getting. So offensively, there in the third quarter, Brady was huge for us. She hit two or three threes that really opened things up for us, and I think that gave the rest of the team confidence when they saw the ball go through the hole, and then it kind of opened up some things for other girls too.
This isn't the first time this game has played out in a similar way to this. Last time you played them, way back in December, it was a big third quarter. What do you think is the thing that sparks your team in the third quarter against these guys? I mean, I don't think you were only leading by two the last time. I think it was a bit of a bigger lead. But the third quarter, I mean, it just seems to come together against the Cougars.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a third quarter thing, but I think we were able to wear them down. Even though we weren't getting steals and stuff off our press in the first half, it looked like things opened up a little bit better, and we kind of wore them down. And then we actually got to the free throw line because they were out of position. In the fourth quarter, I think they were getting a little tired, you know. And we got them into foul trouble, and they had a girl or two foul out, which was very beneficial for us.
Now you look at the offensive production. There's two parts to this I want to talk to you about here. The first five shots of the game, every single starter makes one in that first quarter where you start out 5 for 5. You got to love seeing that equal distribution. And then at the end of the game, I have a Krager down for 19, Christian for 14, and Avery Wilson for 13. Anytime both the 5 for 5 start where everybody's scoring and you get three starters in double figures, you got to love both things you're seeing there.
Yeah, it's great when we get everybody involved early, and we've got girls that can do that, so that's nice to see. And then the three have been scoring all year long, and they're going to have to continue to do that if we want to, you know, win another game or win even a few more games, because we just need that production out of them. And we need them 8 points out of Presley and 5 out of Hadley and, you know, 4 or 6 out of Caitlin. All them extra points help us out so much.
And then talk about it. It obviously the season doesn't end today, but 21-1. I mean, that's a whole lot of winning in a season. That's a whole lot of winning with added pressures throughout the season, and you know, postseason's pressure filled because it's do or die. But in the regular season, toting around just the one loss and keep on winning, talk about how your team's been able to kind of work through that as well and keep things rolling here throughout the season and now here in the postseason as well.
Yeah, the girls are competitors, and it's hard sometimes when you have a target on your back. But I want to give a shout-out to the kids because 21 wins is a school record at Sioux Central, so they've accomplished a lot in itself with that. But just knowing that you're going to get everybody's best shot night in and night out, but the kids are built for it. They're tough. They're competitors, and they've got more goals ahead of us here.
And speaking of which, you know your opponent for region final in number 5 here in Class 2A. It's another familiar opponent. Pocahontas area pulls off an upset. as they get it done against number 14 North Union. That's who you're playing next. Familiar with them, and give us some of your thoughts on that. It's a postseason where you've seen a lot of these teams already throughout the regular season.
Yeah, not surprised that they went up there and won. Pokey's got a nice team, and they've got the pieces. You know, they've got a big girl in the middle. They've got guards. They've got shooters on the edges. And their style has been very successful for them over the years. So we're going to have to prep and prepare for them Monday and Tuesday. And then, both teams know each other. So it'll come down to players making plays.
All right, Coach. A bit of a stressful one here in the first half for you, but your team gets it done. And congrats on the win tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for being here.